How are things up in Spokane?
It's hailing out here.
Oh,
we speak.
Oh my gosh.
So it wants to be spring. We have half snow and half sunlight.
Not sure what it wants, huh?
It doesn't know what it wants.
You should have seen the snow we had here in Alabama at the beginning of the week. It was the weirdest snow you ever saw. I got up and it was sunshining. The next thing you know, it was thundering, and then it started sprinkling, but it turned into these chunks of rain.
Wow. I just had the weirdest year this year.
And then the next thing you know, huge hail. I felt so sorry for the birds outside. You know?
Oh, for sure.
I'll shut up now.
Okay. Well, you can talk more later. Don't worry. Okay. Well, we'll start. I'll talk a little bit because the energies are really wonderful. And then, like I said, we'll meditate and then we'll share a little bit more. So, welcome everyone. Today is March 30th, 2010. The other day when I was studying a class, I said, it's 2012. As we're moving into 2012, you know, we're kind of going beyond linear time and space, so it's hard to know what the timelines are doing. But we know for sure that last week we initiated in a beautiful new year, which is a beautiful new galactic resonance year of the highest frequency that's ever been held on the planet. We initiated the Om vibration as of the spring equinox last year, and that's what's continuing to open. And I'm so thrilled that everybody on the call is feeling that energy, the love of the earth, the love of the mother, the open heart, the love of the balance, the love of life. And that's really what it's all about. We're moving out of the darkness of the Kali Yuga, so to speak, as the yogis call it, into actually, again, the worship of the light, the worship of life. So we've been in this whole period of the shadow self, which has been an exploration of everything we could possibly explore. So it's been a time when we've been kind of protected to explore whatever aspects we could explore as an experiment, as a creation experiment. But we're coming out of that through this last phase of the night, the galactic night, into the new phase. And as of the spring equinox last week, it was so much fun because that initiation of the new year of the spring equinox energies and this time and space that we call 2010 did start to bring the initiation of the Divine Mother, the Om, the worship of life, back to the planet. And that's we're experiencing, where just having that upliftment that, wow, yes, this is the time to let go of all those things that were not of life, the death urges. Life is the highest vibration in the universe. It's the highest frequency. So when we talk about moving from 3D to 5D and going through 4D to the higher frequencies, the higher dimensions, just 5D and beyond, what we're talking about is we're really talking about reinstating that excited feeling about just being alive. And that's what I heard everybody share at the beginning of the call. So I'm so excited. We're as a group, we're totally in tune. And everybody that's feeling this is anchoring in these feelings and anchoring them with the earth. And that's just so wonderful. And so we're moving into the highest vibration in the universe, which is the vibration of life. And the idea that people have been told in the Kali Yuga, in the Piscean Age, that there's something better than life. In other words, when you die, you're going to go to heaven, or all those beliefs, you know, leave your body, watch TV, eat junk food, all those things that make us leave our bodies. We're phasing out of that, and we're really moving into that experience of, yes, life is the highest vibration. The fifth dimension is embracing life, and we're bringing that into the physical body, as we've been talking about. This is the first time that this experiment is these energies are coming through in a way that can create the possibility of this experiment of bringing 3D up through the higher dimensions and bringing these higher frequencies into the physical body, and then allowing the physical body to ascend and move into the higher frequencies and still be experiencing physical form. So it's so exciting. It's so exciting that so many people are feeling just so much love rushing through them. And I know that it can be a little taxing, and I'm waking up myself too. I'm waking up myself early, and there's just a lot of energy, and it's just coursing through us. So this is part of the alignment in the physical body with the higher dimensions. And it was really fun, right? When I was chanting Om Namo and getting ready for the call, it was so much fun because Yogi Bhajan literally came dancing in, and he says, "Okay, we're going to have a fun now." And there was other beings around him, and Babaji Sri Chand is here, and they're just so excited to be experiencing the merging of these frequencies with everybody. And we're moving now into, we had a Libra full moon, and we're moving into Aries, so we've got so much energy just moving through us. And another aspect that we're working with at this time on the planet is we're talking about these waves of energy coming through the galaxy as we line up with the center of the Milky Way galaxy. Coming through the center of the Milky Way galaxy is our central sun, is that alignment. And as our sun lines up with that sun, we are getting these new waves of energy. And for these waves of energy to come through, there's different portals, to use a word, being opened up. And as of the spring equinox, we've had 3 new portals opening. And the portals are also called stargates, and that might sound kind of sci-fi-ish, but they're just energetic openings that allow us to reconnect with who we really are, with all of our dimensions, because we are multidimensional beings. We're just not these quote-unquote lowly 3D beings. But as these stargates open up, then what's happening is there's actually a space for our higher selves, these higher dimensions, to be reunited. So as the planet moves into the higher frequency and we move into the higher frequency, it's such a reunion with the oneness of all creation, with the oneness of the galaxies, and with the oneness with our higher self, our higher selves, our higher dimensions. So it's so refreshing that we can actually have the experience of expanded love and not feel limited by, oh, why didn't that marriage work, or whatever. So we're moving out of that paradigm of just trying to figure out the darkness of dysfunction into the experience of expanded love. So this love that we're being carried into is really the love of the mother, the love of life, which is considered to be, in India, the Divine Mother is considered to be the highest form of worship, so to speak, in terms of the highest form, the highest vibration. So when we think about a little baby being nursed by its mother and being held in the arms of its mother, it's just totally happy and just totally in bliss and totally in oneness. And that's what we're actually able to move into, is reuniting with our higher selves. Reuniting with the oneness of the galactic frequencies connected with the Earth. The Earth is moving out of the isolation, out of the quarantine that it's been in. So that suffering, that pain, we're starting to move into a place when that can be alleviated, when that can be released. So there is still pain and suffering on the planet. But as we move into the fifth dimension and higher, that's going to start to go away till we move into a point where we are back into what's been promised for us, that 1,000 years of peace, that golden age. And just for you to be experiencing that excitement right now is actually what's happening. So it's a trinity. It's 3 stargate systems. And these stargate systems are connected to passageways throughout these multidimensional realities. They're openings. As they open, great waves of energy are coming through. It's a cosmic wave that just comes through. It comes through just completely. And this is creating a harmony with throughout all of creation. So we're now coming out of quarantine and able to experience that oneness with all of creation. And it opens the doors to a greater reality, and these veils are being lifted. And this is helping everybody to experience more oneness and everybody to remember who they are and move back into balance with who they are and back into balance with life. And that's what we just went through with the Libra full moon, which is about balance. It's reclaiming those parts of ourselves that were in the shadow, that weren't balanced. So we keep having these initiations, like we had Spring Equinox, which was the Om initiation, the vibration of the Om that we've been talking about. And then we had the initiation with the Libra full moon, okay, reclaiming those shadow parts of ourselves that we need to bring into balance to feel completely whole and at one. And then we're moving into that oneness with throughout creation, with these vast corridors that are being opened up, bringing these waves and moving us into our abilities, into our greater abilities, into our unlimited self, so we can connect with these multi-dimensional aspects, and so that we can work in unison with the whole galaxy, with the whole of creation, and we can totally realize what creation is, and that we are part of that. And that's so exciting, because it's that feeling of separation and isolation that we've been under so long, as Earth has been quarantined in this experiment to not be interfered with, that's created a lot of the suffering and desperation. But it's also created people doing all kinds of wonderful experiments and learning all kinds of things. So it's been a learning experiment where people have been allowed to experiment and just learn whatever they wanted. So as these portals open up, what's happening is that the information about people, what they've learned, is being literally uploaded or sucked into other places, other dimensions. So if you're feeling a lot of energy, it's also because you're aligning with these portals, and the information about that you've learned, the experiences that you've had about love, are being amplified as you're literally being uploaded, so that other places in the cosmos can learn from your experience. We are a transmitting station. Our auras do transmit. So the brighter your aura, the more energy in your auric field, the more you will transmit to other places. So we are literally giving our love to the whole world, to the whole galaxy, to any place that needs it. So you can just keep sending your love out. You can ask to be grounded and slow your breath down if you need a little relief. But there's so much excitement right now that other places in the cosmos, in the galaxy, can receive our experiences, can receive our experiences of so much love that many of you are talking about. So it's really a very exciting time. There's some people, of course, and not that we all don't have moments or times when people still have these feelings come up being powerless and insignificant, and that has been a dominant force as we felt disconnected. But just notice if feelings of powerlessness come up or feelings of being insignificant, and know that they're just feelings, it's not the truth. So stay with the truth that you are powerful. If those come up, or if they come up in people around you, help them to get reconnected with the fact that that the power of their experiences is really important information, and the power of their love is important because it's being sent everywhere right now. So as people start to unpeel the layers of the impressions that they've got, their own pain, this is a good time for them to transmute that quickly. So you can just, as you project it out, you can also help other people just release those shadows. I think somebody needs a star 6 there. And children or something in the background. So as our information is being uploaded and we're reconnecting with our higher dimensions, our higher selves, then people are getting experience of how a direct visceral experience of how we are actually contributing to the outcome of what's coming. So the more we project and vibrate this love of life, the love of the divine, the love of the mother, that vibration is actually affecting the future so that things transition more smoothly and that more people can feel this more quickly. And it's the power of creating the harmony in all of reality that is going to make the transition into this next age easier for everyone. And it's the light inside of everyone, which is connected to the light of Source, that is just, it is eternal. Life is the highest vibration, and life is eternal. It may change form. We may not always be in 3D, but with these ascension frequencies, people will be living longer as they are now, and there's masters that have been documented in the Far East, in India, to live between 500 and 4,000 years in their physical body. So that's going to be, that things like that are going to become more available to more people. It may not be everybody's choice, and it doesn't have to be. But it's just the fact that we can start to realize that life is the highest vibration. Life is the highest worship. The Shakti activation, the mother energy, is the highest force in the galaxy. And that's what's exploding right now everywhere. Pretty exciting. So this is a time when the dense 3D reality is what's required is the balance, and that's the initiation we just got with the Libra full moon. So as I said, that as this unfolds, and you know, notice around you, notice inside yourself and around you what feelings are coming up to be balanced, and you can balance them with the mother energy, with the life force energy, and you can talk to other people and just project love to them and support them. And as these stargates are unfolding, it's actually reorganizing the dispersal of the weight on the planet, and it's literally shaking up the planet as we're seeing. And this is what's causing the anomalies in the weather patterns, because it's causing certain electromagnetic emissions. And so we were talking about it. It's hailed in the morning, or it's hailing in Seattle. You know, it's hailing north of here, and it's some other place that was sunny in the, you know, sunny at night. But you know, all these raining constantly. So all these storms are the Earth balancing itself. So the more we stabilize within ourselves, the more we'll help Mother Earth to stabilize and ground these energies. As we are. We are part of the mother. We are life. We are life on the mother. So keep going with the stabilizing of these last three portals that just opened around the spring equinox. The stabilizing effect is going to go on for about 9 more months, of course, which is the birth cycle. But just notice that, and notice what needs to be stabilized around you, whether your friends are having problems or you notice something in yourself. This is a time of creating stability on the planet. And just remember, as we go through these intense energies, don't be afraid. Nobody has ever experienced these energies in 3D that are available to us at these times. So just know that just being here and experiencing these and being in that higher frequency that you guys are talking about, that's very heroic, so we don't need to look outside of ourselves for heroes or outside of ourselves for someone to save us. Each one of us can experience these, and you are doing this. You are the heroes. You are the ones that we've been waiting for. You are the ones that are going to lead people into these higher frequencies, and it's the totality of everything. It's the truth of everything that anchors all these frequencies in. And these frequencies are in your mind, your thoughts, and your words, and every cell of your being. And it's moving us into a reality that can become unlimited love for everybody. So we're just at the beginning. So, you know, if you're around somebody who gets discouraged or you get discouraged, just keep remembering that life is the highest vibration on the planet, and the Divine Mother is here, the Divine Feminine Energy, the Shakti Energy, the Activation Energy is here, and we're moving into that. We're grounding that in. You are grounding in that frequency. That's what we're doing right now on the planet. So beautiful. We're going to talk a minute about our Aries energy that we're in, our Aries portal. So we've got So astrologically, we have some Venus energies coming in, which of course is our love, our heart, our values, our priorities, and Mercury energy, which are activated in this Aries sun sign. So Mercury is our thoughts, our ideas, our concepts. So during this Aries energy, we want to go forth in balance with our heart, our Venus, and our mind, our Mercury. So we've been talking a lot about the calls about opening our heart and letting our heart lead. So we have that frequency going on right now that we can balance our heart and our mind so that they're aligned and working together. And with the Aries, it's a renewed identity. So this new identity can shine forth, the sun shining forth, the light. And that's what we've been talking about. The new identity is the identity that we are one with our higher selves, with the whole of creation. And we are one with the Divine Mother, with the Shakti, with the life force. We don't have to separate it from ourselves. We don't have to be afraid of death. We can overcome our death urges. We can release that. We can totally create a new identity right now with this Aries energy. So we're initiating this new energy in this new solar astrological year. It's actually a universal reset button. It's a clean slate. It's a new beginning. It's a new initiation. It's an integration. And this integration has the power to get everybody activated with the Divine Feminine, with the Shakti, activated in life. So as we just walk around and see the butterflies and the flowers, remembering that it's a reset button. So we can just walk around, and as things come up in us, just know that we can reset them easily right now. We can think about them differently, the Mercury, and we can have different values. Just know that we're valuing life right now, the highest frequency in the universe. So people are secretly knowing that as this Aries energy activates the new year, and that people will be instinctually drawn towards change and new beginnings, and noticing that old ways no longer work, and people have to get out of their comfort zone and experiment with new modes of operating. It's time to move, to shake, to dance, let go of the sleepiness of not knowing who we are, moving into who we really are, claiming our power as a divine being on the planet and one with Mother Earth. It's the rebirth, and it reminds us we're honoring the shadow, which has taken us into many experiences, and we're honoring the light and the work that we have done, and we've done in the light with others, and the invisible work, which is the shadow work, which is what we've been in on the earth for many thousands of years. So it's work that has been done maybe alone or behind the scenes or hidden, but that's all coming into light right now, or that's done, or that's complete, so we don't have to live in isolation, you know, in isolated marriages that are dysfunctional and feel alone. We can come into the light of the day and be embraced by the Mother and just feel love for everything, which is what people are experiencing. So you're right on target, you're right on life. So just think about what aspect of your life, being or environment at this time could use some conscious focus and intention. So with all this life force that's coming through and you're all feeling, with the Aries, it's a good idea to practice your intention, to think about how you want to channel that, where you want that to go. And remembering that Mars rules Aries and defines our desire nature, so it represents what we do in the world, how we do things, and what our intentions are, and what motivates us to action, what motivates you to get up in the morning, where's your fire for life. And it's independence and courage, knowing who we are at this time and what we want to embody. So this is really all going along with the Aum initiation that we got last week with the spring equinox. So it's about saying this is the time to really claim the Divine Mother, to claim life, to claim the Shakti, to be activated and come out of the sleepiness that's been on the planet for the last few millenniums. And it's time to embody the energy that's wild and peaceful, and the energy that's always alert and ready for the next adventure. So just watch for releasing any obstacles to this. And if there's any challenges, welcome them. welcome them and say, I claim them. I am the life force. I do worship life. I don't need to have anybody outside of me tell me what to believe or tell me what inspires me or tell me what to get excited about. I worship life. That's all I need to know. It's the highest vibration in the universe. And life is right out of the Shakti, the Divine Mother. And it's being held. It's being held by the Divine Masculine. But we're balancing them. We're bringing all that into balance right now. Aries is single-minded, determined, and completely focused on the present moment. So this is the time to actually improvise with whatever is around you. Improvise and celebrate. Celebrate whatever your intention is. Celebrate your excitement. Celebrate whatever is moving you right now. Whatever you're moving towards, celebrate that. You can anchor in what your dreams are, remembering that as we move into 5D in the higher dimensions, we're not bound by time and space. We're beyond time and space. So it doesn't have to be some future far away dream. And some people on the call and people I've been talking to think that they thought, oh, it won't move, I'm stuck here. Things are happening really fast. It's bang, bang, bang. So as you visualize and bring your intentions and your desires and your dreams and what will support you into focus, it can just show up around you very quickly. And that's part of the magic of these higher frequencies. They can show up around you very, very quickly. And I've been having some fun experiences myself. I was with a friend who's usually on the calls, and she came down to visit me from L.A. the other day. And we started playing around with bringing in some 5D energies, and we were channeling some symbols that we were writing down. And then we took a walk on the beach, because I live near the beach here in San Diego. And we just happened to walk, and it's a long beach, just happened to walk, happened, ha ha ha, right, I mean, I almost stepped on it, on the beach where I saw these exact symbols that I'd just been drawing in the house that we felt were anchoring in these 5D energies. So I'm having these mystical experiences also where the dimensions are starting to merge. So you'll notice that more and more as you think about things and your intention that you want to create. Things can just start to correlate and align with you a lot faster. So we are kind of moving into that sort of magical time and space energy where the universe is matching up with us. We're not isolated. We're not quarantined anymore. We're not alone anymore. So this is the excitement of the time, the excitement of the fire, the passion of Aries. So we're moving beyond that time where we just feel like we're waiting, waiting, waiting. No. With the fire, it's happening now. The Aries energy is happening now. We can use the fire to burn up the dross, the lower frequencies, the imbalances, and that's what the Libra full moon was about. So this is the time. This is the time to move into the interaction with life in a way that inspires, that from our passion, that moves us into the harmony, because we're initiating these intentions and our actions from the purest center of the life inside ourselves, the oneness with the mother, the pure center of our self-sufficiency and our connection with all that is. So it's both. It's the balance. It's the Aries. It's the clear connection with what's guiding us now, which is the life force. And so people just want to be around you. As we were talking about the beginning of a call, people just come up to you. They won't know why, but it's because they just want to bask in the warmth of your fire, the warmth of the mother. It's the spark of your creativity. And that's what's igniting others, and then something new is born. And it's just, again, the initiation into the own vibration, and that's what's being born right now, at this time, as we're moving into spring, the spring equinox, the Aries. It's time to move into our causes or purposes that are bigger than our individual self. And it's time to move into these multidimensional. So this is what the energy is right now. This is the energy. This is the initiation that we're seeing in this exact moment, the initiation of our independent nature and our instinctual connection with the mother. And we're channeling this fire energy to rise beyond the obstacles, rise to the challenges, with our heart and with our mind aligned and with our courage. And it's the wisdom that we've gained from all of our experiences through thousands of years. And this is the freedom we're moving into with the Earth. And it's the freedom to remember who we are and reconnect with all of our dimensions, reconnect with Source, and bring that memory onto the Earth for all to share, all to bask into our warmth and beauty.
Yes.
And that's what we're doing right now.
Okay,
good. Okay, so everybody breathe. We're going to go right into our meditation like we like to do. So it's our meditation for healing ourselves, bringing in the Mother, healing the planet, the Rama Dasa, done with the fire, the passion of Aries. You can sit cross-legged.
How are you?
Next to your sides and palms up, elbows bent. Everything's great. So go deep into the awe. Open up your heart. Align with your mind. Anchor this in for yourself and for all around you.
Star 6 to mute. Star 6 to mute.
Yeah.
and healing energy down into your body, down into the earth. And exhale, let it go. Let it go into the earth. And inhale, bring it up into your body. And from your heart, send your healing energy out to all those in need. They may receive love and healing, nurturing, support of the mother. And let it go down into the earth. Exhale. And bringing the energy up into yourself, into your own body. Rejuvenate yourself, bring the healing energy into all the cells of your body. And let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. Slowly come back, slowly come back, and slowly come back. Beautiful. Balance your breath, equal inhale and exhale. Make sure you exhale long and deep. Sometimes people inhale more than they exhale, so you can release any death imprints or urges and let that go. Breathe in life. Be greedy for life. There you go. Beautiful. Slowly come back. And if anybody would like to share any experiences, feelings,
Satnam. It's from your car. How are you?
Satnam, I'm here. Hi.
I hadn't spoken earlier. I'm sorry if I cry. Because everybody this week seems to be where I was last week as far as the elation and the expansion.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt pretty real. But and you said something like, we're all in this group together feeling this, and I'm feeling the complete opposite. I don't know if you can feel my energy. I feel like rage personified without any reason, and I feel trapped into this. I have Mars in Aries from the fifth house. But it's at a later degree, 25 degrees. So,
Yeah, that's trapped fire energy that's on the planet, and I really feel that you are feeling that for the whole planet.
That's how it feels. I feel like I'm feeling the rage of injustice and pain for the whole planet, and
yeah.
I'm just overdone. It's ridiculous. It's overwhelming.
Yeah, so just know that it's just coming through you, and it's not you, and that's enough.
I'm watching it. I know it's not me, but, you know, it's activating everything in me.
Yeah, well, just tell Spirit that's enough. That's enough. You're not going to, you know, you've done your part, and other people can also release that for the planet. You're not the only one. And because there are powerful energies, and sometimes we just have to tell Spirit that's enough. I'm not going to do anymore. Because spirits that aren't in physical bodies sometimes aren't aware of our physical body limitations, so we have to direct them. Okay, that's enough. I need to sleep. You know, back off.
Wow.
When I try to release it,
mm-hmm.
On Sunday I went to see Gurudev Singh in over the Golden Bridge. I took that class I told you I was going to take,
right.
And he did. He said, you know, we're just going to release your demons. And you know, they'll come out. He was very funny about it, but we were releasing demons. We didn't do healing work. And I think that activated some. But what is happening is that when I just try to disconnect from it and get physical doing something productive, I hear, I don't know if it's my own ego saying this or if it's really Spirit saying, you got to clean every nook and cranny, every corner of yourself in order to receive what's coming next. And I feel like it's I don't know if it's talking about my nooks and crannies or the planet, but I am overwhelmed. And I know that this energy has to be repelling people from my life. I can't possibly attract because it's the opposite of attraction, this energy.
Well, I think it's for the planet. And let's just align with the increasing intention that that you are doing your part, and you can release having to, you know, take on so much for the whole planet, and just, you know, and that you'll do what you can do. And there's other people that are also working with this too. You're not the only one. So
right.
You're to back off.
Satnam, it's Angel.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm actually having the same exact thing and having absolute rage, actually literally coming out at people that I don't even intend. I'm thinking, what is going on with me? This is not me. Why is this happening? I mean, yesterday I actually had an issue that shouldn't have been. I went overboard, and I never am like that, ever.
Mm-hmm.
So something is definitely happening, and I'm not sure whether I'm creating my own issues or this is planetary issues, but I have the same concern, and I,
right.
I feel exactly what...
Well, I feel a little bit better now.
You have no idea. I'm almost
crying
also in rage.
Well, you know, being enraged like this and being who I am to begin
exactly.
with, I mean, it's the combination, I mean, is just
yes.
very scary.
It is.
I scare myself.
You almost think that something's taken over you.
Yeah, well, with this fire energy, it is bringing up planetarily unexpressed fire, and there has been, you know, millennium of oppression on the planet, so there is rage about that. So just know for all you sensitive people, who's everybody on the call that's channeling all this earth energy, that's part of it. So there's nothing to do but notice it and tell spirit, okay, I felt it, I'm releasing it for the planet, now let me go, that's enough. You've done your piece. So just say, okay, I did a piece of this, and now I'm done. And I honor the fire energy.
Do Karen, is there a way to distinguish what's the planet versus oneself?
Well, if you're feeling like huge amounts of energy like you're describing and it's very disproportionate to then you know it's planetary. If it's disproportionate and you are a planetary healer, Shakti activator, light worker, like I know you are and I know Ron Beer Luce is, then if it's very overwhelming and disproportionate, then it's planetary. Then you have to kind of direct spirit, okay, I have agreed to do healing, but this is too much. So we're learning actually how to work with spirit, and I'm really glad you brought this up. This is a really important point. We have to find our voices and inner strength and inner connection and learn to modulate what comes through us and say, okay, that's too much right now. Being from the fifth dimension, I'm done channeling that much. So it's part of us, we're learning how to work with these higher frequencies, and part of them are these heavier, denser 3D energies that are coming up to be released as we move into these higher frequencies. The density is being shaken up. That's what's gotten the heavy density is getting shaken up. Look at the earthquakes, look at the weather patterns. So the dense energies are coming up like the demons of the planet.
So
why not?
If I can ask them, we're being attacked, what can we do at that moment?
Well, what you can do is say, okay, I don't want this. You can call on Baba Sri Chand. I hear him right now saying, yes, call on me for help. Like, you have to call on Alok Baba Sri Chand and specifically say, I need help. Take these energies away from me. I don't want this much density, rage, whatever it happens to be. Take this 3D energy and transmute it. Give it to these beings that are around us. To help us. And know that we are not meant to be doing this alone. So part of our healing is realizing that we're not in isolation anymore.
This is going to be part, a quick question on that. When you say we're not meant to be doing this alone, I agree with you, but how do I know, I don't know, maybe I had some superstition that it's happening, that I'm connecting to it and I'm doing it because I have a contract to do so. Would it not be faulting my contract if I say, no, I don't want to do it?
You are totally doing your contract above and beyond the call of duty. So don't have any question about that. But we're learning how to modulate how much we're actually releasing or channeling or working with at one time. So as we open up to the higher frequencies and these higher dimensions open up to us, we literally have to learn how to work together. So sometimes they just give us too much. So we have to tell them that's too much, and we have to learn how to modulate that. Say, slow it down. Don't give me so much. I'm not taking on this much. So it's like even conversation or communication with these other frequencies. So we're learning, it's a team effort. We're learning how to work with exactly what we're doing right now. We can slow it down and modulate it. And that's what we have to do. We have to speak up, and we have to call in Babaji Chan and whatever other beings that we work with, you know, whether it's Babaji or Yogi Bhajan. Everybody has, you know, or Archangel Michael. Everybody has different beings that they work with.
Satnam, it's Prancili. I think during this time, it's Easter time, so a very powerful master you can call on with Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure get all the help you need.
Yeah, so whoever resonates with Jesus or any other ascended master, yeah, definitely.
I wonder, I have a thought about that. Is it maybe healthy at a point like that to reach out in service to mankind rather than just fighting with the demons in within, say, okay, I'm going to release it by going and working in a soup kitchen, etc., working with some kids, teaching some babies yoga, you know, service.
Right, yeah, I agree, and that's beautiful, and thank you for sharing that. The two people that spoke, I know they are in service all the time. I know they are serving people, because I know them personally. But yes, that is a good thing to do, but I know they are working, serving all the time anyway, but yeah. But and that's beautiful, but I do think it's more about learning how to work with the ascended masters and learning how to work with these higher dimensional beings and make it a team effort and say, this is too much, I can't handle this much, and you take part of it, or you take all of it, or I want to sleep, or whatever we need. So we have to see, like, these energies, these beings that are in 5D, we have to literally learn how to, you know, while we're in 3D, we have to meet them and make them our partners, and like you said, calling on Babaji Chan to take away heavy dense energies is Alok Babaji Chan. They're calling on Babaji as Om Namo. Calling on Yogi Bhajan as Om Namo, or Babaji as Om Namah Shivaya. So we have to really make them our friends, which is part of what we're learning to do, is work with our higher selves, with these ascended masters.
Are you guys chanting when you're feeling that? Are you doing mantra to replace it?
This is Ramya Kaur. Sometimes I do and sometimes I can't. It's just so overwhelming that about all I can do is pace and growl like a tiger.
That might be a good thing.
I do. I try to get physical. I've gotten so much housework done around. I'm a neat freak to begin with, so I'm utilizing it that way. I'm not touching the plants because I don't want to put that energy on them. I try to utilize it. I try to come down. I meditated last night at the full moon surrounded by a ton of symbols. I felt comfortable there. I think that was the only time I felt comfortable in the last 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing what I can. I think what I decided to do is not to expect so much from me that I create some kind of self-anger about it,
mm-hmm.
because I can be a little bit of a perfectionist. So, yeah, I know the tools. And when I can't chant, I just put the chants around me. Sometimes I can't speak, but I can listen.
What I did is, because I felt very uncomfortable yesterday also, myself, I didn't feel rage. I just felt really like a cat on a hot tent roof.
Uh-huh.
So I actually went to the beach twice, and I just laid on the beach for like an hour and waded in the water and just kind of tried to harmonize with the mother and give these really unsettled energies back to the mother. And I felt a lot better after that. So for me, it was like really lying on the earth that calmed me down, because I just couldn't calm down. I was pacing around. I felt really a lot of different energies and just really unintegrated. So that's what I needed to do. I just kept going to the beach. Mother, help me,
You know what?
Like you did.
I'm
Karen.
So self-conscious, I don't want to give that energy to the earth.
No, that's
well,
not the
it's
ego.
Okay.
Ego.
It's just energy.
It's just energy, so you can give it to the earth.
I put on Michael Jackson and danced for hours yesterday.
Oh, really? Beat it, beat it, beat it.
No, no, one of his later albums, you know, the music people aren't familiar with is just awesome, unbelievable. Yeah, and there's also beautiful music within it, you know, talking about loving your brothers and sisters. But he always puts that to a certain beat, and I was just, yeah, it's really, turn off the computer, turn off all that technology stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not have any of that.
I actually do a lot of meditation, but I've been ill, so I haven't done it in the last week or so, so I totally feel the difference. But I did play with Mother Earth yesterday and did some gardening, hoping that the release would go away. I was literally, like the other caller, I was just out of my skin yesterday. I didn't even know what to do. It was just, I couldn't sleep. You know, you almost felt like there was something hovering over you for sure. It's an awful feeling.
Karen, hi, Jennifer. One of the things I wanted to say is that when you were at the beach, you mm-hmm. also went into the water. When people are in this place, they also need to be take a nice, heavy-duty sea salt bath.
Uh-huh.
Put about 3 cups of sea salt, and this is pure sea salt in the water. Mm. Put a little bit of olive oil in it. And just soak in it for 20 minutes and do a nice deep breathing while you're in that bath. When you come out, you will feel amazing. When you are going through this, you need to continue with the meditations no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, whether you have music on, but if you stop, you are creating a break and you are allowing these energies to take you over.
Even if there's no voice?
I'm sorry?
Even if I had no voice?
Even if you have no voice, put the music on and meditate it in your mind. In your mind, it's very powerful. You don't even have to speak it out.
Okay.
Just focus on it in your mind. It's
Thank
very
you.
Important. And also, what's happening is that your body is being purified to take you to the next level. So when it says that you are being cleansed, you are being cleansed because this is alchemy. You have to be cleansed and purified of even any little anger that you have within you. And because there is that little anger, you're taking on a lot more because you have to be cleansed and purified to be taken to the next level. And we have to understand that we truly are divine beings. We are very powerful. And when this happens, we have to understand that the universe is making us ready. Point. Don't take it personally. If you take it personally, then you start drowning in it. You have to ride the wave. As Karen said last week, you must ride the wave and not get lost in it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I also, having had an experience for 2 years, basically, where I was on my knees with purification, and I wanted to say, to add on to what she just said about the saltwater baths and stuff, is also just to remember to keep forgiving yourself. Like,
mm-hmm.
it has, you know, if there's any essence of us that believes, you know, that like she said, if there's even an essence of anger in you, it will there is a match. That's how it can be felt within us. So it's okay. It's part of being human. It's part of the shadow clearing. You know, I think the higher our consciousness becomes, the more we want to attach to how, oh, we're ascending, right? And then if there's anything that doesn't match ascending, you know, anything dualistic, we want to, it's almost harder to surrender at that point. The higher, for that moment in time, it's like, for me, it was all about surrender and forgiveness. And I would do a mantra where I would just say out loud, I love you, Colleen. And I'd say my name, and when my name would be spoken, there was some sort of healing that happened between the nervous system and the psyche where I was claiming my personality in this incarnation, and so it helped me to heal that piece of me. So that might help too. It's just, I would just say it out loud over and over.
Thank you. That's beautiful. Yeah, and I agree. It is about riding the waves and don't judge them. I think, you know, we get discouraged, like, oh, one day we feel great, and the next day we don't. And so just don't judge it and know that this too shall pass. It's just part of the cleansing process. And just, yeah, the more that we can love ourselves through that and know that it's only temporary and do whatever we need to do to move the energies, you know, Nothing's, it's not going to last that long. I know it feels intense, and I felt real intense yesterday, too. But, yeah, we just have to remember to keep riding the waves and go through it, and it's okay, and ask for help and all that stuff.
And you're in good company.
Yeah, you're not alone.
We sure are.
That's why we have these phone calls. We can remember that we're not alone, and we're all experiencing intense feelings, and sometimes they're intensely good, and sometimes they're just intense. We won't say that. We'll say intense. But we're alive, and it's good that we can feel things that deeply, because that means we also feel love that deeply.
Here, here.
We're all part of the human package, and the divine package, and the earth package. Lots of energies happening right now. Lots of fire. So. Wonderful. Good. Would anybody else like to say anything before we complete for, say, March 30th?
I will say a beautiful little bee landed on my hand while we just after we finished our mantra.
Oh, wow.
The sweet little bees that don't sting. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like those kind of awesome.
Yeah. He just looked at me and then landed and... Ah, I like the music.
Well, I'm hearing Yogi Bhajan on here, and he's saying that he's grateful to all of us for hanging in there. He's saying, to use one of our expressions, and he's laughing. He's saying he's grateful that all of us are hanging in there, even though life on the planet is crazy right now. So he's laughing and dancing and saying, "Don't worry, call on us." Colin Yogi Bhajan and Baba Sri Chand is here, just very steady as usual, very solid, and he's saying, yes, call on us, and we're here with you, and they're totally grateful that, and acknowledging us for all the work that we're doing, and they're saying that if you could see it from our level, you would appreciate yourselves more. So they're just sending us a big dose of appreciation and gratitude, so we can take that in as much as possible. And know that we are treasured and valued and very powerful and valuable and important beings in this whole planetary ascension process. So we'll all just, as Yogi Bhajan says, keep up the Maha Mantra of the Aquarian Age, and we'll all stand together, and our strength will carry us all through.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Karen.
Talk to you all next week, and we'll talk to each other on Shakti Activation and take it from there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye.